Nicely with Martin Besser.
Very special guest on the show this morning, British celebrity guest back in South Africa, Jameson Stocks. So good to meet you, and I'm excited about the show for you this weekend, and so is Felicity. We'll definitely talk about that some more, the Good Life Show. It sounds like all the good and fine things all in one show. Fleeing from New York, being at a party, you probably cooked and worked with a lot of famous people around the world that will show off by having you as their chef.
Yeah, they do. They call it a show pony.
Oh. Well, you know, I hope you charge for it.
I do.
Who have you worked with and for and...
Oh,
just some name dropping. We love a name drop.
I can't go into too many details. I've done Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
Kardashians quite often. Yeah, quite a few people over the years.
Are they easy to cook for?
Brilliant, yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah, some... The ones who are awkward are the ones who I don't do again.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just going to come back. It's like...
I just don't... The inquire. I mean, I get a lot of inquiries. I get a lot of famous people DMing me on my Instagram daily.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And then you just pick... Like the
just pick. You can choose. No. Yeah.
You look like you're going to be difficult, so I'm not going to cook for you.
Well, it depends where it is, when it is, what the budget is. There's a lot of... obviously, I've got the children, I've got the restaurants, I've got media commitments, you know. So even my media commitments for South Africa was as long as my arm. And obviously, when I knew that you guys wanted me to come on the show, I wanted to come.
I have to ask, Jameson, so you're a single dad of two kids. What do you cook at home? Like, what is your guys' favorite meal? I'm sure it's not a Michelin-starred something.
I actually don't cook that much at home.
Oh!
Who
cooks?
I go out and eat.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I have two homes in the UK. I have my main house, and I have an apartment. In my apartment, I don't even have a kitchen anymore. I took the kitchen out.
Wow.
I just have a living room.
I love that. Wow.
Just have a big living room. So the boys either go to my restaurants and eat, or I go out. I don't particularly like cooking when I'm at home.
Your dad's got a restaurant or two. Come on,
I get fed up. The way I always say it is, it's like if you're a taxi driver, you don't want to be driving a car on your day off.
Sure. I think they asked one of the big F1 drivers as well.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't really drive.
No.
Right.
I get driven around if I'm not working.
Lewis Hamilton says that. They give you all these nice cars. But
all these famous chefs. So the last couple of years, obviously, there's the Naked Chef out of the UK. Yeah. And you've got Gordon Ramsay and all that kind of thing. I think the world has caught on to, and they love big names when it comes to chefs. Are you critical of each other? I mean, you know.
I think I'm put on record before. I don't actually have that many friends in the industry. It's. I mean, Peter's probably one of my closest friends. South African, but it's a funny one, really. Most of my friends are either celebrities in different genres, either sports stars or musicians or actors, not chefs.
Yeah, because then you're gonna have to fight about who's. Who's the best in the room? No one needs that.
Well,
no,
not really. I just keep to myself in that respect. I don't want to get drawn into any conflicts.
Do you go eat at their restaurants from time to time just to check what's happening?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, yeah, I do. I mean, I was always told it's better to be seen in your own restaurants eating.
Sure.
But in regards to going to other people's, yeah, I love see other people's creativities and stuff, but. I don't criticize it. I just go enjoy it as a customer than anything.
You'll see it in the tip.
No, I always tip well. I left a huge tip last night.
I like moaning, but it's it reflects in the tip.
I have to ask as well. So there are rumors that you are also, wait for it, a model who has walked for Milan and Milan Fashion Week and New York Fashion Week. Is this true?
I have walked all the fashion shows. I've done New York twice. I've done Paris, Milan, London, Vancouver, Tokyo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for some of the biggest fashion houses. I don't anymore, though. I haven't got time this last year. I just haven't had the time, unfortunately.
Wow. Yeah, no.
He's just so lucky as well, because he says he eats out a lot and he still looks like that. I'm so incredibly jealous.
Can we address another rumor quickly?
Yes.
So you didn't cook at Leeds or for Leeds United, but you were involved, because you're a Leeds man.
I am from Leeds, yeah. I was part of a consortium who were trying to buy the club a few years back, And it didn't happen, unfortunately. I mean, we looked at other clubs, but yeah, just the way it was. I mean, I do love football.
And you don't look far from the great man himself, Lucas.
No, when I was younger, when I was a child, when I was at school, Lucas Radebe was the Leeds captain. Yeah. He lived in the same area as us. So,
Lucas Radebe?
Yeah, the chief.
Yeah. He lived in an area called Wetherby, which is just on the outskirts of Leeds.
How's your Afrikaans?
It's not great. I know Laka.
Lacquer's a good start. Lacquer is a good start. I'll tell you why. Because we are going to test you on some Afrikaans instructions when it comes to cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, our famous chef here on the show is the one and only Felicity Rieken. And she's going to give you instructions in Afrikaans. And then we're going to see if you can even pick up on it and possibly get it right or very wrong. And the great thing about it is there's no pressure.
No.
Because you're British and the instructions are Afrikaans. So if you get anything right, it's going to be a massive bonus.
Yeah.
Well, this is a bit of a surprise to me.
I know. But it's a lot of fun. And the great thing is we're not going to add in a Michelin star. We must come up with a name for our star.
You're
with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Well-celebrated, highly revered, and awarded chef, Jameson Stocks, in the country for the Good Life show. You're there as well. It sounds incredible.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a fantastic show. It starts this Friday until this Sunday at Kyalami Circuit, of course. And it's not just, like I said, it's not just about food, but it's also about, like, good food or food that is good for you. There's also beauty. There is fashion involved as well. It really is. And there's a lot of demos by a lot of chefs. So local chefs, Jenny Morris is going to be there. Of course, Jameson Stocks is going to be there. These pop-up eateries. Literally, it is a day or a weekend at least for the whole family. If food and good food. So free from food as well. Mm. So free from gluten, free from all that kind of stuff.
This sounds good. It's like all the good things in life show.
Yes, no, it's basically. A good life show.
Yeah.
And it's happening at Kyalami in Johannesburg. Are you looking forward to it? You're excited about it as well?
Super excited. There's some amazing people. Like you said, Jenny's going to be there. The girl who won MasterChef, Bridget's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's a friend of mine. So yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, if you don't like food, just don't bother coming.
South Africans love food, man.
There's just no point. If you don't like food, there's no point. But like you said, you know, children under 15 are free. So yeah. You know, with a paying adult, it's really reasonable anyway to go. It's a great weekend.
So what we're going to do right now is Felicity is going to give you instructions when it comes to cooking instructions and ingredients in Afrikaans. And listen, let me tell you something. As an Afrikaans man, some of these words we discussed yesterday, I had to really think, because sometimes the description and the real Afrikaans word for something is actually quite rarely used and complicated sometimes, especially for British people. But you've been here a couple of times. Maybe you've picked up on a couple of things. So it is the great Afrikaans bake-off.
Well, I've been in Africa, quite a lot of times now.
So let's see how this goes.
Okay. Time. So, buy simple, mark for my Disampa unit whip.
Mark the Sampa Yuna. Open the Sampa Yuna. What do you think here on the table in front of you would be a Sampa Yun?
Mm.
What do you think? I can help you. It's not that.
No. I don't think it's that.
No.
I'd say...
What do you think is a Sampa Yun?
Hey!
How did you know that?
Mushrooms.
Hey! Well done. The heck did you know that? Okay.
Okay. Klits for my ayer.
Oh, that's a good one. Ooh. So now you got to figure out what the word klits means.
Mm-hmm.
And then also what the ayer is. What is an ayer? Klits. So klits is an action that chefs do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're klitsing something specific. Okay, you think it's a klits is a knife.
Mm.
Okay, what would you do with a knife? How would you klits? What is an ayer? No, it's not a
That is more
klits.
Mm.
Yeah, because remember, klits is a verb. It's you're doing something.
And an ayer
look
is,
at you with your hand.
Oh, sorry, no.
And an ayer is an ingredient.
Yeah, and ayer. Yes. So what would you? What is an eier, do you think? What
it is an ingredient, so yeah. Maybe just open up the ingredients and just check that there is something in there that you could use that whisk with.
Yeah. What do you think? I can't even see it.
Oh, that, yeah. Mm.
Oh, mm. Oh, really? Mm. You didn't open up all the, yeah. You didn't open up all the ingredients.
Oh,
yeah.
Here we go.
What do you think? Do you think it's an eier?
I didn't even look in there.
Do you think it's an eier?
Yeah.
I don't know. No idea. No clue.
Okay, so as it turns out, yes.
Yes, yay! Oh.
You're impressed with the mushrooms, though.
Yeah. Okay, Klitz and Ayer, so it means whisk in an egg.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, now you know.
Okay,
this will stand you in good stead next time you go and cook for celebrities in New York, my friend.
Mm. Wow. Snai, a vet cook.
Snai, so what is snai and what is vet cook? Snay. So snay once again is a verb.
Yes.
So you're doing.
Stop with the hand actions.
Oh, sorry. I speak with my hands, which
yes,
is very bad in this game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think is snay?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you say,
snay?
What?
Fet
cook.
A fet cook.
A fet cook.
So that's one of those amalgam words, two words in one. Fet and cook.
You're about to snay a potato. No, that's a komkommer.
Oh.
So what do you think is a vet cook? If you had to hear the word vet cook.
Oh, sounds like a potato.
Tell you what, I'll give it to you in another word.
Yeah.
Snay a magwinya.
Ooh.
Sure. Yeah, you're making it harder.
Yeah.
So a loose translation for fet would be fat.
Fat.
So what here in front of you looks like it's probably the most fattening.
That is the obvious one.
Butter.
But it's two words in one. So there's a fit.
Peanut butter?
But so South Africans are very extra. We would put the butter on something that's already quite fatty.
Yeah.
Peanut butter?
No, it's not peanut butter. It's not.
You actually picked it up and touched it first.
This!
Oh, was it that?
It's a fit.
What
is this in English?
There is no English word. No.
What do you call this?
Fat cake.
There's no word for
that. Oh, it's like bread.
It's like bread.
It's not bread, though.
But it's
sweet bread. It's like a donut texture.
Not really.
South Africans, what have we done?
even more unhealthy than that.
Yeah, it's even more unhealthy than that. What do you think of the taste of it, of a fat cook?
I think the cardboard would taste better. See, I'd be a great judge on one of these programs in South Africa, right?
Felicity, if you would have done very badly on that competition right
very
now.
Very badly, but I would have made my own fed cook.
Okay,
those
that's
are
also
store
true.
Bought, so.
Jamison, you've been a lot of fun. Thank you very much for coming in. We're looking forward to your appearance at the Good Life Show this weekend.
No
worries. Please come back. We love your vibe. We love having you here.
100%, I'll be back.
And we'll try next time. It's going to be cooking in isIsiXhosa.
Yes.
Jamison Stocks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
This weekend.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.